Now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 27th. Tommy DeVito, founding member of the 1960s Four Seasons band, has died from coronavirus at the age of 92. His former bandmate, Frankie Valli, also wrote in a post that DeVito had passed away. "We send our love to his family during this most difficult time," Frankie Valli wrote. Along with Frankie Valli, Bob Gaudio, and Nick Massey, Tommy DeVito founded the Four Seasons in 1960. In other news, Elvis Presley met Tom Jones for the first time on the set of the movie Paradise Hawaiian Style this week in 1965. James Dean died at the age of 24 this week in a California car crash in 1955. John Lennon was awarded a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1988. In 1965, Donovan made his U.S. TV debut on the show Shindig. Curtis Mayfield left the impressions for an impressive solo career this week in 1970. In 1962, Columbia Records signed Barbara Streisand. John Fogerty received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1998. In 64, the Beatles' first movie, A Hard Day's Night, premiered in Prague, Czechoslovakia, becoming the very first Western pop culture film to be seen behind the Iron Curtain. In 1954, Elvis made his only appearance at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry, and the manager of the Grand Ole Opry told him to stick to driving a truck. In 1965, Manfred Mann became the first Western rock band to play behind the Iron Curtain, and it was in Prague, Czechoslovakia. The Everly Brothers received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1986. Soul Train debuted this week in 1971 with Gladys Knight and the Honeycomb. Ben Casey would have 5 years running on television, debuting this week in 1961. The first single released on Phil Spector's Phillies Records in 1961 was by The Crystals, "There's No Other Baby Like My Baby." The posthumous John Lennon documentary film, Imagine, premiered in Hollywood, California this week in 1988. The Concert for George, which was the film of the George Harrison tribute show, opened this week in 2003. In 1952, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet TV show debuted with a young son, Ricky Nelson, and it began its 14-year run on television. Speaking of television, the Mickey Mouse Club with Annette debuted this week in 1955, and it ran for 4 years. And the Pat Boone Chevy Showroom premiered this week in television land in 1957. That show lasted for 2 years. The Twilight Zone started in 1959, and it still goes on television somewhere at least once a day. Marvin Gaye received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1990. Elton John was inducted into the Madison Square Garden Hall of Fame this week in 1977. Roy Orbison's TV special, Black and White Night, was filmed along with Bruce Springsteen and Jackson Browne and Katie Lang and so many others backing Roy in 1982. In the studio, the Beatles finished recording Eye on the Walrus and The Fool on the Hill this week in 1967. 10 years earlier, Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded Maybe Baby. Little Anthony and the Imperials recorded Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop in 1959, and Little Anthony was quoted as saying he thought the song was stupid. It certainly did their career lots of good, though. Little Anthony, however, did record The Diary in 1958. Song was written by Neil Sedaka, who was so unhappy with the recording of that song that he decided to make it his own first single. Connie Francis recorded Who's Sorry Now this week in 1957. Birthdays: Randy Bachman from the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive is 77. Sean Cassidy, 62. Meatloaf is 73. Ben E. King, born this week, 1938. Ed Sullivan, born in 1902. Jerry Lee Lewis is 85. Tommy Boyce from Boyce and Hart, born in 1944. Mike Post is 76. Frankie Lyman, born in 1942. Johnny Mathis is turning 85 this week. Marilyn McCoo from the Fifth Dimension is 77. Scott McKenzie, born in 1939. Mariska Verez, the lead singer from The Shocking Blue, born this week in 1947. Richard Harris, born in 1933. Donny Hathaway, born this week in 1945. Charles Randolph Green, who wrote the theme, Quentin's Theme, born this week, 1913. Don McLean is 75. David Somerville from the Diamonds, born this week, 1933. Chubby Checker is turning 79. Eddie Cochran, born this week, 1938. Lindsey Buckingham, formerly of Fleetwood Mac, is 71. Alan O'Day is born, he's having a birthday, and born this week in 1940. It's Treasure Island Oldies Rock and Roll News. Thank you so much for listening. That's your rock and roll news for the week of September 27th. For late breaking news, come back to the show once again next week or download this podcast. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.